White Fang by Jack London. Chapter 1. The She-Wolf. As night fell, Henry and Bill heard the first cry. A horrible wail, terrifying in the stillness. The two men looked at each other. Then another cry came, and another. Wolves! They're after us, Henry, said Bill. Best set up camp and get the fire started, said Henry. They don't like fire. The two men ate their food, while the dogs huddled together. Not like them dogs to stay so close to the camp, said Bill. At that moment, more shrill, wolfish cries ripped the air. They got ears, our dogs, said Henry. They know where they're safest. They'd rather eat dinner than be dinner. Bill looked thoughtful. Henry, he said, how many dogs we got?
Six.
You know we got six.
Yeah,
we got six dogs. I gave one fish to each dog, but I'm telling you, Henry, I was one fish short. Bill stopped and looked at his friend, waiting for the full meaning of what he had said to sink in.
You must have counted wrong, said Henry.
I got out six fish and had to go back for another, for old One Ear, said Bill.
That's seven fish.
Seven dogs had fish. I'm telling you the truth. Henry counted the dogs again.
Well, there's six now, he said, looking at his friend as if he was mad.
Bill shook his head.
I saw seven, Henry. I saw seven dogs.
Henry sighed.
Bill, I reckon this place is getting to you. You're losing your grip. Now let's get some sleep.
Close by, a pair of eyes, like burning coals, broke the darkness. Then another pair. And another. Next morning, the two men woke early. Bill counted the dogs.
Henry, he said, how many dogs we got?
10, joked Henry.
I guess you're seeing 10 dogs now, Bill.
Wrong, cried Bill.
We got 5. Old Fatty's gone.
Gone? Cried Henry, rushing out to count the dogs.
Bill was right. There were only 5 dogs.
That old fool dog, Fatty, sighed Bill. He must have run out into the night and straight into their jaws.
Even a fool dog shouldn't commit suicide like that, said Henry.
Still, he never was the sharpest card in the pack, that Fatty. The next evening, Henry was heating up supper when he heard a sharp squeal of pain. Bill was standing over the dogs with a stick in his hand.
I got a whack at it, he said.
What did it look like? Asked Henry.
It looked like a wolf, said Bill, but it acted more like a dog.
Must be a tame wolf, said Henry.
Must be, to come right into the camp at feeding time.
That night, the circle of burning eyes appeared in the blackness once more, only this time they drew closer.
I wish we was back home right now, muttered Henry. I wish we'd never set foot out here.
In the morning, another dog was gone.
Froggy, the strongest dog in the pack.
And he was no fool, Bill said. That night, a long shadow glided right into the camp. Then, all of a sudden, it moved into the firelight. It was a she-wolf.
That's the one I walloped, whispered Henry. She's been leading our dogs away.
There was a loud crack as a log fell into the fire, and the she-wolf vanished. The following morning, another dog, Spanker, was gone. Back on the trail, Henry stopped suddenly and gasped. In plain view stood the she-wolf from the night before.
It's her, gasped Bill.
This was the creature that had tricked half of their dogs into the jaws of the rest of the wolf pack, and now it was hunting them. It was large for a wolf, and an odd reddish-grey colour. It glared at them hungrily.
Must be some kind of wolf dog, said Henry.
Bill had had enough.
I can't stand it, he screamed. She's not getting any more of our dogs.
The creature turned and ran into the forest. Before Henry could stop him, Bill stumbled after it. That was the last Henry saw of his friend. Later that day, a search party found Henry and the last of his dogs crouching in his blankets, half mad with cold and fear.